Come here. Look what happened.
Probably Hashem took a wicked person and transferred to him the bad thing. That's the secret of this book. It's a message for us. That all those makot should have happened to us because we didn't behave. Hashem, with his mercy, transferred it on the wicked people. It's a message for us that we should not be wicked. Because Chas v'Shalom, Hashem can transfer something on us we don't deserve. And Chas v'Shalom, person after he does teshuva, he still needs to know that he needs the kapara. It's not. Everything is over. I said, my business was good. My health is not good. He said, yeah, I'm okay. He said, okay. You did something wrong once? Once. You didn't do Shabbat right? You have to bring a goat to Bet HaMikdash. It's not Bet HaMikdash. What are you going to do? You're missing a kapara. I said, Rabbi Shmuel. I said, I wish Bet HaMikdash to bring my goat. In the meantime, you need a kapara in the meantime. In the meantime, Hashem has to transfer it to a wicked man, to El Capon. For a Jew to have a kapara. So the whole exodus out of Egypt, and the whole this week's parasha, next week's parasha, Parashat Beshalach, says Nabi Yeshayahu is backwards. You know, oh, you look at Hashem did to the Egyptian. Oh, this would have happened to us. Should have happened to us. Bizchut Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem transferred it. It's for us to know how important Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much obligation we have to correct ourselves to have the Yeshua Bet HaMikdash Baruch Hu.
Amen.
רבי חנן בן עקשיא אומר